coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
But you see, the Holy Spirit had to teach me that. He had to teach me that. He said, don't complain like other people. Don't be a victim of the system. Triumph over the system. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I'm not a victim of the system. Glory to God. Doesn't matter what they do, I'll never be a victim. No wonder David said that God had made him a wonder. See, you be a wonder. Can you shout amen, somebody? Yeah. Oh, why can't you complete your education? You know, when this happened, and then when that happened, and then when that happened, and then so this happened. So that's why I'm like this. Oh, really? So you are a victim of certain circumstances. I'll never be a victim. Yeah, I was rich. I had a lot of, my business was all over the country. Until, you know, something changed. And everything just went down since then. Somebody said, not me.
Not me.
Yeah. Glory to God. Jesus said, cheer up. I have overcome the cosmos. Cheer up. You're getting it, right? You're getting it. You're getting it, huh? Yeah. I see it. It's moving in your spirit. Boy, it's like, Hallelujah. May you see that stores are emptying, you know? There's a group of shops. They're just emptying out, and people aren't coming to buy. Things are just going down. You say, not me.
Not me.
Not me. I lay up gold as dust. I live in prosperity in the name of Jesus. You still there? This is so important. This. Turn to first epistle of St. John. 1 John, all right? Okay. 1 John in chapter number 5. Let's look at something there. You know that sometimes when you read newspapers or listen to the news, fear can get a hold of you. I mean, you listen, everything's going down, this is happening, and that is happening. You just wonder, oh God, where am I? And if you're not careful, if you don't think like that, you'd wonder, I hope I'm not deceiving myself. You know? Because the pressure is so much. The temptation to flow with the wind, with the tide. Did you ever hear of the jellyfish? Never able to swim against the current. Always in the direction of the stream. Praise God. Have you opened it? First John chapter 5. Read verse 4. 1, 2, go. Again. Yeah? Praise the Lord. He says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This, what is the victory? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I want to read this to you. I want to read it to you from another version, New Century Version. He says, because everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. Everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. Why? Because we are in the victory of Christ. He gave it to us. So we keep the world conquered. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. He didn't overcome the world for himself. He overcame the world for me. So I have entered into his victory. And I keep the world conquered. How? By my faith. So my faith appropriates the victory of Christ that he got for me. I refuse to give that up. Oh, come on. He says, everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world. Our faith. Our faith. So when you see us demonstrating the life of faith, it is because this is the victory that overcomes the world. In the world, there's a lot of problems. A whole lot of problems. Health problems, you know. Financial problems, lots of problems, emotional problems, but this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith is the victory. Our faith is the victory. You can't chicken out for the devil and expect things to turn out right. So I say, oh God, please. No, you think you're talking to a human being. You know, when you change your attitude, you very wicked man, you just come like this. Because I'm very sorry. Please. You have another voice with which you talk to God. Very religious voice. Oh, God. That doesn't work with God. Be yourself. It doesn't work with God. Be yourself. Say this with me. The prince of this world has been paralyzed. Defeated. Amen. And I have taken over. Did you know? Did you know in the New Testament, over in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, let's look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. In verse 4. Mandogo Brogazete. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Can you read for me? Verse 4. 1, 2, go. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. That's the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ you shine unto them. So, the God of this world. I thought Jesus had died and had been buried and had been raised from the dead and ascended to heaven. How come Paul calls Satan again the God of this world? No, he's the God of this age. The word is aeon. He's the God of this age. And we don't belong in his age. He's the God of this system. We don't belong in his system. He's lost control over the cosmos. He can only control the cosmos around those who believe not. That's why he has to blind them, so they cannot see the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you see it? The light of the glorious gospel. Glorious gospel. Man, oh man. I know there are, you know, there are a lot of God's people who think that in church, I mean, like you're listening now. If you're a first timer, I don't know, you may not be used to this kind of thing. How can the preacher be preaching and he just leave the pulpit? You know? They think he ought to stand there. And some others wonder, how can they in a church? You know, because they're used to the preacher preaches and everybody goes, oh, forgive us. Oh. How can you be happy around God? They think something's wrong. Something's wrong. Oh, what is wrong? You are wrong. What do you think God is like? Let me show you something. You want to see it? All right. Second Corinthians. No, before I go to Second Corinthians. Okay, Second Corinthians. Let's start from there. Second Corinthians in chapter number 5. You there? Okay. Read from verse 19. Can you seen it? One, two, go. Hallelujah. He says, to wait, to bear witness. He wants it declared that God was in Christ. He wants the world to know. He wants everybody to know God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Reconciling the world of sinners, people, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.